answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
If Hamas rejects the deal outright, then we turn to Prime Minister Netanyahu and his military for the solution to finish Hamas. No restraints. He does what he needs to do. That's step one. Number two, if they say yes to the deal and they're going to exchange the hostages and do that, and Israel pulls back its forces and this other part starts to fall in place with a body that's overlooking them to see that they are disarming. This is the peace board. And are they doing just that? And are they moving away from control? If they renege on that, then everything comes to a halt. That conclusion has to be made by that board.
Yes.
And seeing it for what it is and not playing games with it. You know, these guys are very good at deception. They say one thing and do another.
Well, I call
that, that's been their mantra for years.
That has been their mantra. Yeah, we would do this. We will make things happen. But we want all of this first. You give them some or maybe all of what they want, and they reneged on the deal. We're talking about Hamas. Same thing applies currently with Russia and Putin. But this is a major decision made by President Trump. It basically comes down to, you have an option to end this war, and if you don't take this option that is presented to you, Israel has my full authority to do what they think is necessary to destroy Hamas. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. September 30. My gosh, this is going by, right? September 30, 2025, reminding you when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And reminding you each and every time after we finish a program, in the event that you cannot stay with us for each program, and I understand that, but we make it available for you as a podcast later. How do you get that? Well, you go to News Talk STL Podcast, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And with Larry Connors USA, every hour, you're going to get news, opinion, analysis, and education. You're going to walk away with more information than you have right now. And reminding you, you can use your cell phone and carry us with you wherever you go. Even if you have to get out of the car, leaving your radio back in the car, take your phone with you. In fact, what I do, and I suggest this strongly to you, download the Newstalk STL app. It's free. It costs you nothing. We need minimum information. We do not sell any information from you to any sponsors or anyone else. That's between us. That's our pledge. Download the app for free. Put it on your phone. Then you can listen in your car through the Bluetooth system. Again, we have two great FM radio signals, but they are limited by FCC restrictions, and radio signals are subject to distractions and noise, atmospheric and otherwise. With Newstalk STL, you get a clean digital signal. I don't care if you're listening here or if you're listening in Europe. Yeah, anywhere. You got it. We got a lot to cover over this next 2 hours. One, of course, Tulsi Gabbard making it very clear, we are not going to accept Title IX infractions upon our children anymore. We are done with that. That's also going to be echoed here shortly by Pete Hegseth regarding our military, and I'm glad of that. And then before we're done today, you're going to hear from a father going absolutely berserk. Why? Well, let me put it to you this way. Put yourself in this father's shoes. His child is assaulted, killed by a man that had been arrested 40 different times and let loose. Man should have probably, I don't know what other crimes, I don't care. The fact that he was even on our streets is a clear indication and a loud bullcry how the left is continuing to ignore law and order. And they're fighting Trump, sending troops back into various cities. They continue to do it in Chicago. And the state of Oregon has filed a lawsuit to keep federal troops from coming into Portland, saying we don't need them. We have a peaceful situation here. Do you remember how Seattle and portions of Portland were taken over by the homeless, Antifa, which is now officially designated a terrorist organization, as it should be? And they don't want this. Why would they not want it? Well, it makes them look bad. They can't take care of their crime. That's the point. You've not been doing it. Yeah, as I say, we've got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. You don't want to miss any of it. Back to President Trump and this proposal to end the Gaza war. In his words,
President Trump is warning what happens to the terrorist group if they do not accept this deal. Watch.
Israel would have my fallback in to finish the job of destroying the threat of Hamas. But I hope that we're going to have a deal for peace. And if Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have more full backing to do what you would have to do.
That.
The plan includes an immediate ceasefire and disarming of Hamas, giving Hamas 72 hours to release all of the hostages, dead or alive. Israel would also release 250 prisoners and 1,700 Palestinians detained after October 7th. Israeli troops would also withdraw and allow humanitarian aid to flow into Gaza. Palestinians will not be expelled from Gaza. A board of peace will be created, headed by President Trump and former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair. Until the Palestinian Authority is in a position to take over.
That one word, though, that President Trump said, if they do not abide by this, if they do not accept this, then Bibi, you have my permission and our support to do what you must do. And what Israel wants to do is wipe out all of Gaza, all the Hamas members. Now, they got an answer. They've got an option here. Is this hard to decide? Die or survive? Die or survive? And when you're surviving, you're not under a dictatorial thumb. You're just under law and order. We don't know yet exactly how it's going to come down, but let me reinforce to you. Trump's proposal to end the Gaza war obviously has support from Israel, but also from the Arab and Muslim world, and also from the Palestinian Authority, which has opposed his position in the past. It's a 20-point plan. It would fulfill Israel's goals of freeing the remaining hostages, dead or alive, disarming Hamas, removing it from power, and it offers the prospect of a Palestinian state if Hamas complies with the plan and if the Palestinian Authority agrees to sweeping reforms of policies and anti-Israel culture. That's going to be a very tough part to get over. The anti-Israeli hate is so vicious. But if Hamas does not agree, the plan allows Israel to continue fighting to the end, to the end. Four-star General Jack King.
They're on about their third or fourth tier of leadership, except for one brigade commander. All the rest of the people have no experience whatsoever, and his is limited, to say the least. Many of their fighters now are teenagers, as opposed to the hardened, battle-tested fighters that they had. They have some of them left, but most of them have been killed. And that's the reality. Now, down in their hearts, are they still the diabolical, barbaric people that want to destroy the state of Israel and make it go away and have a one-state solution here? You betcha they are. But the conditions are a little different this time. And also they know that Trump is there, and he's not trying to arbitrate. He is clearly taking a side with Israel, and he's presented terms to Hamas that he thinks are fair.
They are fair terms. And as General King said, a lot of the leadership of Hamas has been decimated. They basically have teenagers leading what command groups they have. And do they have the heart, the willingness to go down that road? By the way, for those who think, well, we can go to other countries, other Arab countries, point made here. Egypt says, you're not coming here.
This is a real humanitarian crisis. If vulnerable people want to come into Sinai, should Egypt let them in?
Come on, you know, let us be serious. There is no what so-called voluntary displacement or forced displacement. Displacement is displacement. The Israeli intention is to eradicate people from their homeland.
But I'm talking about the Palestinian people. They want to flee on their own volition because they are nervous. Should they not be allowed in?
If those will leave their own homeland, they will not be entitled to go back. And that would be the liquidation of the Palestinian cause. And we would not allow this to happen.
Yeah, now he's making it sound like we want to protect their home route so they can stay there. Read between the lines. We don't want them in our country. We don't want them. With the meeting of all the generals and flag officers finally coming to pass, speculation as to why this special meeting was called, it began with a welcome from President Trump.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff and so many others in this room who together represent the greatest and most elite fighting force in the history of the world, the United States military. We're very proud of our military. I rebuilt the military during my first term. It's one of the greatest achievements. We had the greatest economy in history, and I built the military. Those are the two things I say more than anything else. And I also kept us safe at the borders. We had very good borders. We didn't have people coming in from jails and prisons and everything like took place over the last 4 years. They'll never forget what happened to this country over the last 4 years with the incompetence. There could be no higher honor than to serve as your commander-in-chief. It is a great honor.
There is, by the way, one other remark he made. The president suggesting removing any restrictions on military members interacting with the public. His words, President Trump's words, they spit, we hit. How many times have we seen Antifa and others spit on our U.S. armed forces? President says they spit, we hit. Secretary of War Hegseth.
Good morning and welcome to the War Department. Because the era of the Department of Defense is over. You see, the motto of my first platoon was those who long for peace must prepare for war. This is, of course, not a new idea. This crowd knows that. The origin dates to the 4th century Rome and has been repeated ever since, including by our first commander in chief, George Washington, the first leader of the War Department. It captures a simple yet profound truth. To ensure peace, we must prepare for war. From this moment forward, the only mission of the newly restored Department of War is this: warfighting, preparing for war and preparing to win. Unrelenting and uncompromising in that pursuit. Not because we want war, no one here wants war. But it's because we love peace.
That's exactly why we have a military. To make sure we have peace. But Hegseth went deeper in talking to his commander, saying, we are done with DEI.
This administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department, to rip out the politics. No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. As I've said before, and will say again, we are done with that.
That stuff. He used the actual word in front of the generals, and why shouldn't he? That does not say we do not have women in our military forces. But they are real women, not men posing as women. And we're not going to have men dressing up as women. He says, we are done with that stuff. We are here as a Department of War. We have women and men who are fully capable of carrying out their duties. We do not want their minds cluttered or questioned or whispered behind their back that, well, you know, they're a homosexual or they're this or that. We're done with that. You get your position and your rank based on your ability and what you've done, not because you suddenly claim, well, I was born male, but I want to be female now because there are more female generals needed. It won't work for you. You should be told that now before you start chopping off vital parts of your body, just so you can say that, no, look at me, I'm female. No, you're not. Coming up, more on the investigation into FBI Director, former FBI Director Comey. And this is going to go really, really deep and beyond. More names. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, representing 150,000 acres. 314-283-5064. Looking for hunting leases? Check ShawRealtors.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Comey has long been a liar, a leaker. He's dishonest. He ruined the FBI. He will be lucky if there is not a grand conspiracy charge brought, which is really what should be brought against probably about 24 characters in the United States over the last 7-8 years.
Should there be more charges against Jim Comey?
Very specific, and it's over whether or not he lied on this one part. The larger part is whether or not you can bring a kind of grand conspiracy case. And, you know, people talk about, you know, there's the law, which is, you know, lying to Congress, lying to the FBI. But there's also a term in there called misleading. And what a lot of these guys did is they made up things using intelligence that didn't exist, but acted like they knew something that actually wasn't there. And they lied and misled the American people. The only intelligence that they had is that the Russians were very well aware of Clinton's plan. And they actually not only thought Clinton was going to win, but likely preferred that she would win. So going back to the cover-up of her missing emails that, by the way, are still missing, they all got involved in this plan.
That's Devin Nunes, former California congressman, now member of Trump's intel staff. And he's pointing out things that are still hanging. And this is low-hanging fruit, by the way. We know those emails still exist. It's not that hard to jump into that tree and pull everything down. And there's some higher up, but the bottom line is, he's pointing out, there are more names other than former FBI Director Comey that should be facing judgment, a day of reckoning. Not talking about revenge. Yeah, we'll get some. And revenge is sweet. And retribution. Not talking about that, but so be it, considering what you were trying to do to not only President Trump, but his family, his allies, and anyone who supported him. Remember Comey went to meet with Trump? This is before Trump was sworn in. And Comey later said, when I went back out to the car, I quickly started writing down notes while they're fresh on my mind. He was already building a case that he could turn over to the Democrats to go after Trump. I have heard repeatedly from folks say, well, Trump just wants a yes man. I don't like being a yes man. And I would be one to speak out against something if I thought it were wrong. And I might be booted from his inner circle. But I believe he needs the truth. But what I also don't like is yes men who have an agenda not to help the boss, but undermine him. And Trump wanted to surround himself with people he could trust. The first administration, when he first came in, they were going to clean the swamp. They had no friggin' idea how deep it was and what critters were down at the bottom. And they never got all the swamp drained, and a lot of them are still in position in the government. Trump did appoint Comey. Do you remember the photo session, by the way? This just came to mind. Comey is a tall man. Well, Trump is too, but Comey is a very tall man. And he was in a conference room with Trump and several others. And he was trying to hide a little bit. I guess he did not want to be called out. But Trump saw him and said, hey, come on over here. This is our FBI director, Comey. Comey was kind of trying to blend in with the blue curtains. Really, he was almost hiding behind the curtains. Why would he do that? Because he didn't really want to be associated, even though he was the FBI director. That's my opinion. You could make up something else if you want. But why would you want to not be in the inner circle in a room where Trump is speaking? Why do you want to hide off in the corner? I want to share with you a piece written by Brianna Lyman we've had on numerous times before. And it's titled, Look at the New York Times Coverage of Comey, Trump Indictments, to see how the propaganda machine operates. Subtitled, When Trump Was Indicted, Had the Full Weight of the Weaponized Justice System Thrown at Him, The Times Praised It as Necessary to Preserve the Rule of Law. That's what the New York Times said. We must indict and go after Trump. Necessary to preserve the rule of law. Now, Comey's indicted, and suddenly, according to the New York Times, the entire justice system is at threat. What a flip. No surprise. Just when you think a fish is dead, it'll do a flip-flop on you. She points out that on Thursday, last Thursday, when disgraced former FBI Director Comey was indicted, two counts, false statement within the jurisdiction of the legislative branch, obstruction of a congressional proceeding, basically breaking the law. And the evidence appears to support that. But if you read the New York Times editorial board meltdown about the incident, you didn't get that story. The facts just didn't seem to be there. The piece is headlined in the New York Times. The Comey indictment plunges the country into a grave new period. I would have thought the Trump indictment did the same thing. But that was welcome news to be celebrated. We're opening a new era. As Brianna writes it, the esteemed opinion journalist, she's probably like me, she's got it in quotes, and I have a hard time calling some of those at the Times journalists. Anyway, the Times warned that Trump is, quote, undermining a core process, or rather promise, of the American justice system, the fair and equal enforcement of the law. How dare they? How dare the New York Times take such a high moral ground? When the New York Times lied about the Hunter Biden laptop, did not acknowledge it for almost 18 months, finally they had to say, that laptop story, that was true. that would be buried deep in their column. She adds that former FBI Director Andrew McCabe said, they're turning on each other here, and I love it, Comey was made aware of the leak of information to the press and eventually gave the stamp of approval. But according to the Times, Trump is apparently a despot who is persecuting people he considers enemies with little justification. His own deputy director said, Comey said, go ahead and leak the information. They were continually moving the things around the board to make it look better. We're not playing checkers. We're not playing chess. We're going to play Parcheesi on this board. Well, I don't know how you make that work. Just follow us. We'll lead you. And Senator Lindsey Graham says, there are more names to be brought out and publicized.
I think obstruction was more than leaking classified information. I think the obstruction includes withholding exculpatory information to the FISA court where he had a duty to do it. I think the obstruction includes lying about the grand conspiracy here. I think the obstruction includes not investigating leads that could have exonerated Trump. Yeah. They wanted Trump to be guilty. Every time they had information that it may not be him, they ignored it. Yeah. I think this is much bigger than leaking classified information. I think there's a conspiracy charge that could be made. Again, he's presumed innocent, but this obstruction goes well beyond leaking information, classified information. I think there was a effort to withhold exculpatory information, not to investigate credible leads that Trump may not have done this.
And there is no doubt that was happening as well. They had other information that would say, well, he didn't do this. They already knew, and they had reported to Obama. This was all a campaign propaganda plan put together by the Hillary Clinton campaign. That's what it was. Nothing more. They had that evidence. They knew it. And they did not present it. They held it back, because he did not want Trump to walk free. Coming up, the battle budget, and Chuck Schumer might be facing his last days in Congress.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation
RBASTL.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service.
Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Drinking dog whiskey, telling white lies. One leads to another on Saturday night. Don't you cross your heart, let your hope die. Drinking dog whiskey.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Credit President Trump showing real leadership. He's operating in good faith, and that was on display by bringing the leaders in. He heard the arguments and the debates. They're baseless. I mean, Chuck Schumer is now arguing exactly the opposite of what he has always said in his career. And why? He's doing it out of political desperation. He is willing to force the government to shut down just to oppose President Trump for temporary political cover for himself, and he will abandon the American people just to do that. It's really something to watch.
It is something to watch, and we're talking about Chuck Schumer continuing to say the problem with not getting a budget is because the Republicans are to blame. I'll remind you again, for 7 weeks they've had this plan in front of them, and once again we're right on the cusp of the deadline. They got to have it done, or the government shuts down. And to many of us, we say, fine, shut the damn thing down. We can do fine without it. Essential services will remain. But there are a lot of non-essential services. They go to the wayside. Yes, that would include you might not be able to get into the Arch or any national park. That's not a big loss. You've had plenty of opportunities. You'll get opportunities again. But what the Republicans have made it very clear, we're not going to be coyed into a corner simply because if a government shutdown happens on a Republican watch, Republicans get blamed. No, because we're going to stand our ground. We're not going to shy away. You know what the Democrats want to do? They want to add more money to the budget. And they want to do it to refund Corporation of Public Broadcasting, for instance, PBS, NPR. Where the hell does Larry Connors USA go to get some of that money? I'd like some. Do you want to pitch in and pay for my program? I'm sure many of you would. But they're taking it out of your taxes and deciding where it goes, so it's not going to conservative programs. You want to know why there are no liberal radio programs in existence that have any lifespan whatsoever? Because no one likes them. They're not going to listen to it. They've heard all of that noise before. Well, Larry, we've heard you, and you don't change your tune. You're pretty same old, same old. Well, to some extent. But I'm also talking truth and fact. And that, my friend, is a big separation from what leftist commentators, and if they had their own radio show, would do. They got all the networks. They got the legacy networks. They got all their big programs on, but they're slowly coming to an end. That includes the late night shows. Who's watching anyway? You know, since Jimmy Kimmel went back, and after a hiatus, supposedly suspended, there are still 60-some-odd stations in the nation owned by Nexstar and Sinclair that are not airing them. They said, our sponsors don't want to be on it. Our affiliates don't want it. We don't want it. And when he came back and did his little, quote, apology, there was no apology. He offered no apology. I was misunderstood. No, we understood exactly what you said. But even though he's back, and even for the numbers that were still with him originally, even after the stations were pulling out, the latest count I've seen, his numbers had dropped another 60%. But, of course, he's still collecting a big, fat paycheck. Good for him. If that's what they want to do, if that's how they want to spend their money, so be it. But it's not going to really mean anything in the end. Now, the other deal about Chuck Schumer trying to put up a fight and put all the blame on the Republicans, and Hakeem Jeffries is right there with him. Senator Schumer has to be worried that the more he fights against this, and if the fact that he gets more closely aligned with AOC, or in fact he actually stands in her shadow, that she begins to take and carry the flag to go against Donald Trump, he's going to be kind of left in the dark, and he might well be primaried. In other words, Democrats like AOC will say, you're not doing the job, we will take that mantle from you. In other words, his own party will come for his head. Oh, will that not be great?
This all comes down to Schumer, and the only reason he's doing this is because he can't lead his own base. Remember when we came to this so many months ago, he said he was going to fight it, then he folded, and he had a new book come out, and he couldn't even go on a book tour because he's afraid of AOC. And remember, AOC is a member of Congress, but she raises more money than any other member of Congress. She's from New York. He's afraid she'll run against him. And so all he's doing is holding the entire country hostage because he cannot stand up and do the right thing.
That's Kevin McCarthy, a former House Speaker, and of course in a battle for House Speaker, and eventually got dispatched. Chuck Schumer has served in Congress 8 years, nine terms in the House, and then into the Senate. Overall, he has served 45 years. I think it's time for him to go anyway. But if he wants to stay in there, go ahead. If he wants to go stand on the front steps of the White House and rail against abortion rulings by the high court, you will reap the whirlwind. Agitating people on to go after anyone who is performing an abortion or prefers it or thinks it's a good idea. And the far, far left, I want to share this with you. Are you listening? Chucky already knows it. They see him as a dinosaur. And they're waiting for him to fall over or for them to trip him up. And once he's down on the ground, Chucky fell and he will not get up again. And all the king's horses and all the king's men will not be able to pull him back together. You know where that saying came from, by the way? It was referenced a cannon that was placed up on a wall for a fortification. And it got pulled down in a battle. And when it fell, it shattered. And all the king's men and all the king's men horses could not put it back together again. Chucky, are you beginning to feel a little bit wobbly? Those guys behind you, they all have knives, and they're coming for you. And if you blow this deal, which at this point you're very likely to, if we end up going into a government shutdown, it will not be blamed on Republicans. They made it very clear. We've laid everything out. We had it ready to go. But now you want to put all this money back in for your pet projects. such as corporate public broadcasting. One example. That's one. That's a very small amount. But no, we're not going to do that. We have a clean resolution, a clean bill. We're doing it the way it used to be done. And Chuck knows how it used to be done. He's been there long enough. That wind at his back is not a gust of air to push him forward. It's a tornado coming up to rip him apart. And there will not be a tear shed on the Democrat leftist side. Quite honestly, they will gather in offices, lift their cocktail glasses and say, almost like with Nancy, ding dong, the witch is dead. And they'll be more than glad to see him disappear. I actually like to see him stay around. Yeah, what? Just because he's so damn ineffective. Let him stay there. Let him rail and rant and everything else, and nobody listens. Nobody follows him. Let him be. He's a shadow. And the deeper the sun goes down, the smaller his shadow gets until finally it doesn't exist anymore. By the way, in fighting, we were talking earlier about dealing with Iran. President Vance has made it very clear when it comes to Russia and Ukraine. These words from Vice President Vance. I did slip and say President Vance. Vice President Vance. Russia, quote, must wake up and accept reality. He said, we want peace here. We've been actively pursuing peace from the beginning of this administration. But the Russians have got to wake up and accept reality here. Earlier this week, Trump said Ukraine could win the war and referred to Russia as a paper tiger. Zelensky left that meeting after talking to Trump at the United Nations, suggesting that we might be willing to accept some concessions as part of a peace agreement. It's right there for you, Russia. It's an opportunity. Just like Hamas has an opportunity, put an end to it or we will wipe you from the face of the earth. I think they need to consider. But they'll do what they want to. We have a father of a 22-year-old young woman. And you could almost say he goes nuclear when addressing what that man did to his child. A man with 40 arrests, the father calling out Democrats and their no bail, let them all go free type attitude. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
How many of y'all have kids? I'm just curious. Here's what I need you to do. When I tell you this story, think about your kids. Think about your child coming home from a night out with their friends, laying down, going to sleep, feeling somebody come in the room and wake them, and drag her out of bed, naked, forced on her knees, with her hands over her head, begging for her life, begging for her hero, her father, me, that couldn't be there. She was 5'3". She weighed 115 pounds. Bang! Dead. Gone. Why? Because Alexander Devontae Dickey, who was arrested 39 damn times, 25 felonies, was on the street. How about that? How good are we doing for our family? How good are you doing for your kids? He should have been in jail for over 140 years for all the crimes he committed. You know how much time he spent in prison? A little over 600 days in 10 years. He's only 30 years old. He was committing 2.65 crimes a year. And that career criminal, an hour later, went on a spending spree with her debit card. When they saw his face on a video, they didn't have to do a check. He was arrested so many times, they knew who he was. They knew exactly where to go get him. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic that I'm here today.
Your heart has to break. What that father has gone through. What his child went through. Senseless in every way, especially with the fact that a guy like that was not locked up. Because of Blue City statutes, Blue City laws, Blue City no bail, low bail. Oh, they're just misunderstood. They just need help. Where's the help and the understanding for his daughter? Where's the left not gathering with him, shouting out, amen, amen? Oh, they hide in the shadows. They know it's wrong, but they cannot bring themselves to condemn such a horrific act. Coming up, more on dealing with Title IX. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Bill. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone,
priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Question: are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit PRIglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.